Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training, having a good time. And Max Scherzer is going to drop by here momentarily.
What's up, buddy?
He's getting settled in right now.
Maybe he can help us decide where we're going to either go to lunch or dinner.
Max,
these are the important things.
Restaurant critic.
Yeah. So these two guys on the end, they are golf obsessed. And the last couple years that we've been here, they go to the Woods, which isn't even close.
Yeah. I mean, that's a nice restaurant. A very nice restaurant.
Thank you. Right?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep.
Good. It's like an upscale sports bar.
Very upscale sports bar. Right. Tiger Woods did a great job with it.
There are a couple of us who believe, you know what, we're here. Maybe we should go get something neat on the water.
Like a beach bar, you know, something like that.
Soak it in a little.
Very touristy, though. We realize that.
Yeah. So we're going to do both, but we're just trying to figure out which is the beach spot now. Jason's been doing a little work with his golfer friend.
Yeah, my buddy's a golfer. He lives in Jupiter, and he says Utiki is nice.
Utiki, another one that you guys could go to is Riverhouse.
Riverhouse?
Riverhouse is really nice.
Good spot? Well,
good spot down here.
It's on the water, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Need a water view.
Yeah, it's got a water view.
All right, good.
So we do that for lunch or dinner?
You can do that
better?
For dinner. I've had it both ways, so I'm going there for lunch and dinner, so it's a great spot.
And you've been to the Woods, too.
I've been in the Woods.
And see, these guys make fun of us because we like to go. We say,
it's 45 minutes away and it's just a sports bar.
No, we make fun
of you because
you're
upscale sports bar.
Big Rag said last night that Drive Shack was basically the equivalent of the Woods.
No. Drive Shack is the equivalent of Topgolf.
Can you tell him? Can you educate him, please, Max?
No, the Woods is a good spot.
Thank you. Thank you. Have you been to Drive Shack, by the way?
I have not.
Yeah, which is like Have you been to Topgolf? Are you a Topgolf guy?
I have been to Topgolf, just not down here, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. If you've been to Topgolf, you've been to Drive Shack.
Yeah,
they basically
the same
stole
thing.
Their idea.
Yeah, I know.
Is what's happening.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, it's the exact same way.
Yeah.
Max, you're chilly, huh?
Yeah, a little cold.
So how are you, man?
Doing good.
Congrats.
Doing good. I feel
World
good.
Series champion. Yeah. Do you still feel great to say that all the time?
That never gets old.
Still, yeah, and like see the signs
good.
Here now in the building. Yeah, right? Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, you catch yourself. You have to pinch yourself every now and then.
Did that really happen?
That happened. Like,
it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we get to call ourselves champs for the rest of our lives.
We do.
If you're just sitting on your couch or something and you're daydreaming about it, is there like one moment for you that comes to mind? Is it like celebrating in the clubhouse? Is it like a field moment, a strikeout that you had?
No, nothing really triggers like the point of the game. It's all about different moments of the teammates and what they did and partying with them for God knows how long,
right?
And just the experience, and just the fact that we can call ourselves champs. So much respect for how hard. We know how hard it is to get there, and for us to be able to punch through and get it. To have that moment and. It's quite a feeling.
Max, do you feel like you lived up to the caps level of partying?
I don't know. I don't know if we got that high. This is to our defense. When we win it, it's cold. It's in the winter, so it's hard to continue to party outside.
True.
And want to jump in fountains and do their whole thing. But see, when they want it, it's in June. It's nice and warm, so it's easier just to keep going and be outside and party. So. I think we did as good a job as we could.
Is it as as great as you thought it would be, sort of that feeling? We asked Kurt about it. Like, had you ever won a championship before, like in high school or college or anything like that?
No, I mean, I hadn't. So, of course it has. You feel different. You have a different feel for your career. And you just reflect more about different things that have happened in the past of maybe why you didn't punch through before, or, you know, you realize that, man, it just takes the right break, right bounce, and you've been a part of good, really good teams before, and you know, you're just that close to being able to go all the way. So it gives you perspective of how we won, what it took for us to win, what kind of our recipe was, and you just want to emulate it and do it again.
And it is that close because, you know, think of the Brewers game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you that.
I mean, Josh Hader's on the mound. Odds are, generally speaking, that he's going to close it down.
Yeah, and that's where I swear a baseball guy came down and kicked that ball that
really
Juan Soto just so that Rendon could score. So, you know,
and also, like, Zim had a great at-bat.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I think they had him up.
Was that the check swing single up the middle?
I think it was just a broken bat.
Broken bat.
But he was up like two or three times to pinch hit, and Davey kept kind of saving him and for mm-hmm. the right moment. And you put an inning together.
That's what it was. I mean, it was always next guy up, always believed in each other, like really thought, like, this guy's, you know, whoever was going to be in the moment was going to get the job done, and we just continued to do that.
I know you've been asked a million times, you were asked a million times last year, but honestly, with the 1931 start, whatever, was there ever a moment, seriously, where you thought, you know what, we were just snake bit this year, and it's just not going to happen? Did you ever think that inside? You had to have.
Yeah, I mean, you're human. I mean, yeah. we weren't playing good baseball. I think that was the most frustrating thing, is when you're not playing good baseball, you're like, how can we turn this around? Because it was all the little things that we weren't doing right. And
injuries, too, were a factor.
And injuries were a factor as well.
Yeah.
For at least a chunk of time when, you know, we didn't have Trey, Juan, and Rendon,
mm-hmm.
that really hurt the team. So, but I think we just collectively just started playing better baseball. It wasn't any magic rah-rah speech or anything like that. We just continue to do the small things right. Everything that we set out in spring to do and do all the little things right, we just start doing it. And we just caught fire, continued to just play good baseball from then on out. It wasn't like we went into a huge winning streak of any
right.
Mitch can. We just played great baseball from then on.
You played up to your potential.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
And then you had the injury, though, and that must have been frustrating.
Yeah, that was actually really, really frustrating.
I can't remember how many starts you missed. About 4 or 5? Was it more?
Yeah,
I feel like it was more than that, maybe.
It was basically 2 months worth of dealing with it. And for me, I mean, I pitched through so much crap in my life, knowing what you can and can't pitch through. And what I was dealing with wasn't actually, like, that bad in terms of, like, the pain level. I was able to pitch and get up on the mound, and I was, you know, throwing mid-upper 90s, and yet I was hurting myself. And so that was what was really confusing. Usually your velo is the first thing to go if you're hurt. But I was able to keep my velo all the way up there. And that's where I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know when I was 100%. Because if I can throw it as hard as I can and it works,
must be fine.
I must be fine. And so for me, it was, the endurance of that muscle back there.
And it would hurt after, or like after each pitch?
No, it would start like kind of setting in the fourth, fifth, it would, as the game went on.
Feel weird.
It would just feel like it's back there, but, I could, I'd look back up at the, and it'd still be, 95, 96, and I'd be like, all right, I'm good. I can pitch through this. And so, that's when, obviously, when I came out of the start, and then the next day, I'm completely locked up in my back. Like, obviously now I'm in trouble. So it was hard for me to really tell the team at first, where that line was of where, kind of go, no go of, am I hurt or am I injured? And I didn't know really how to communicate that. But the good thing is I really feel like that's in my rearview mirror. Thought I identified it in the off season, and even when we came down here, it was a little mechanical thing in my mechanics that was actually in my front elbow that I think that was causing it.
Really?
Yeah.
So sick.
Yeah.
That
so,
chain reaction.
Yeah.
Right?
The chain. What it was is, if my elbow was high, the way when I started my arm action, that was firing on the back. If I keep
right.
my elbow down a little bit lower at shoulder height,
right.
It puts all the stress out in the lat and the serratus. So for me, I feel great right now.
Oh, wow. What is the Max crazy. Scherzer off season like?
In terms of what?
Like, what do you do?
Where'd you go? Did you go on vacation?
I asked Zim if during the off season at any point he takes ground balls, and he said no.
He just kind of laughed at it.
Right. I mean, like, I'm just wondering, like, on that side, on the baseball side, and then just the life side.
Life side right now, I got two kids. So right now with Brooke and Casey, being at home, just being a dad, enjoying that, really enjoying you know, doing everything with Brooke, taking her to little preschool and stuff. I got four dogs as well, so I bike the living daylights out of them. So I get out there, get
Do you throw it all in the off season?
I throw all the time.
Where do you go? Like a local high school or something? Or
yeah, I just try to get in the gym. Actually, I go up to Georgetown.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So
and like an indoor thing? Or?
Yeah, just get in one of the gyms there and just play catch.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of work on things.
Who do you play catch with?
One of the bullpen catchers for the Georgetown team. So
nice.
Just get in there. Just keep throwing. December 1 is kind of the big date of when I start training again.
Do you have to tip them?
Like, how's that
I mean, you're Max Scherzer. I'm just wondering, like, he's the Georgetown boy. Like, he's probably not paid that much money.
Oh, but it's a thrill for him,
as
I would
a
think,
bullpen
right?
guy at Georgetown. I have no idea.
Yeah, we make sure he's taken care of.
What's it like, and I don't know how comfortable you are with talking about your money, but what's it like having FU money? I mean, you don't even worry about anything.
Oh, that's great.
You've probably given so much money to your family, like your aunts and uncles, cousins, siblings.
I'm sure to charitable causes, too.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the thing is, more money, more problems.
Is that true?
That's true. The number of little things that continue to bite, you know, a simple life, you don't have those problems. You know, obviously, when you do, you got a lot more things you're paying attention to. So,
do you have, like, little businesses on the side that you're involved in, too?
I wouldn't say I have businesses. I'd say I'm loosely starting to get into more kind of, like, private investing. And,
uh-huh. That's good.
And starting into looking at new companies that are coming online and
you see on Shark Tank, maybe being a shark or something?
I don't know if I'll go that far.
That's
I do enjoy
it. Though, right?
No, it is very interesting. I mean, you're taking on a lot more risk.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, for me, my first part of my career here, I wanted to be, you know, risk adverse. You know, I want to protect it at all costs, not do anything stupid with it.
But now they have FU money now. So.
Right, as you continue to
yeah, but it's all about wealth preservation at your level.
Well, there is that, but for me, I want to see different companies and different ideas take off and really do something in this world. So,
like, what's a passion of yours that you're in?
Let's see, what would be a company that would be one that I thought was actually really fascinating? One that I got invested with was a guy who invented a new way to sequence DNA, and the different things that you can actually do with different treatments, whether it's cancer treatments, and just understanding DNA, because if you know it at a higher level, you're able to detect different things and know exactly when it's when different diseases show themselves in an exact way.
Wow.
So that if you have, you know,
way over my head.
It's very complicated.
It's very complicated, but it's actually extremely fascinating when they're pitching it and understanding, like, the benefits they could do in the medical industry. And so, you know,
that's awesome.
Had a connection into wanting to get in with that company, and they explained it to me, and you know, I was hooked. So
you're like, I'm all in.
I was like, hey, what's making?
Let me ask you this: when the stock market goes down 11% because everyone's freaking out about Corona, do you look at that stuff?
No, you definitely look at that stuff. Yeah, I'm looking at, all right, what's the play here? You know, what's the long term effect here? Is there, you know, what's really actually going on with our economy and our markets, and make decisions around that versus, you know, the hot topic is the coronavirus.
Right,
right.
But you're okay with that now.
What do you mean?
You know it's going to come back up.
You're not selling.
You're not concerned, are you?
Well, no. Yeah, you always have concerns of where, you know, what's going on in the country, what's going on, things that
it's buying. A buying opportunity.
Well, no, of course. It does bring in a buying opportunity, but you want to make the right buys because it doesn't guarantee the next
decision. This is what you buy, hand sanitizer, Max.
Yeah, that would. Everybody's going to be, you know, buy the fear. I mean, here it is.
I know.
So,
well, this guy right here is the most fearful.
Yeah.
Well, I don't germaphobe. Do you want to get it? Yeah, I'm a germaphobe right now. I'll never touch a handrail again the rest of my life. Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
You can't live like that.
It's not hard.
Exactly.
It's not
I can't
hard.
Live
you
like
imagine,
that.
Would you touch a baseball?
Ignorance is bliss.
My daughter plays volleyball, right? So she plays at a convention center with 1,000 people going on, 1,000 games. Everyone's boogers on the balls. I don't know how they're doing it. It's unbelievable.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, it's much better to be ignorant.
Max, how
about even your immune system?
Max, do you have a house in Florida?
No, I just rent down here. So
smart.
I come down here January 1st, down here for 3 months, and it works out great. Got a long-term lease.
Comes here January 1st.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. It makes it great because I got to start playing catch outside, but we found a place down here that we like, and so it's, you know, nice to be able to get the whole family down here, and we enjoy being in Florida.
I bet.
Very cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, man. Well, good luck. Stay healthy.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time, man.
Get a shot of that before you go.
Yeah, I guess we need to invest in Equate.
Perel. Perel's a go-to, exactly. I think. Perel. All right. That's Max Scherzer, everybody.
Thanks, Max.
Right. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back to the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Junks are on the road for Washington National Spring Training, in case you missed it. Just had Max Scherzer sitting with us. Had Kurt Suzuki earlier. Looking forward to either Davey Martinez or Mike Rizzo joining us before the show is over.
Don't forget
today.
Zim. We had Zim, too.
Can't forget Ryan Zimmerman. It's been a
you know what?
Show.
It can't be overstated how nice these guys are.
Yeah,
they're really down-to-earth nice guys.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You know,
all right, just so
cool.
You know that we are locked in for the woods at noon today.
I thought it was 12:15. No, only you did noon?
It just said noon. Whatever. I think we're going to be fine because every open table will show you the times, and it'll show you the times which aren't available. Every time was available.
I have a feeling we're 45 minutes away, though. Okay. So well, that means you have to leave like 11:15.
You want me to modify? I guess I can modify.
I think I don't know if it was 45.
It just depends on how far we are. I don't know where the hotel is in relation to it. We're further south. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys are the ones who have been there.
I think it's
5 minutes further away than last year.
Yeah, I think it's 45 minutes. Because there's a lot of lights.
Look, if you're talking to two guys who got lost in between the airport and the hotel, which is 0.3 miles apart last night.
Yeah.
So you should not be asking us any sort of directions.
I'm just going to leave it at noon.
I'm going to tell you how long
we'll
it would
fine.
All right, go to the woods right now. How long does it take to get to the woods
from here?
I've never seen two people more obsessed with a sports bar.
28 minutes.
Okay, that's not true because we got to add 10 minutes back to the hotel.
Why am I agreeing to go?
We're not leaving
guys.
From here. We're leaving from the hotel.
Okay. All right. So, like you said, about 40 minutes.
Yeah. That's what I think it is.
And we're going
to
go.
So we got to leave at 11:15 because we have to park.
All right. But hold on. Are we going to Utiki?
We'll go to Utiki later.
Everyone's recommending Utiki.
Okay. We'll go to friggin' Utiki. Jason wants to go at 4, so you'd be in bed by 6.
Have fun eating two meals within 3.5 hours. Well,
I'll just drink at Utiki.
Jason just wants to go to bed so early. He's no fun.
Hey, let's not forget the drab t-shirt needs to go shop. For overpriced Nationals merchandise at the team store as soon as the show is over.
Aren't we going to get
They're not going to open. They're going to tell us to go kick all the rocks like they did last year.
No, I'm going to text our guy that works inside. We'll get a good hook.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like the sound of that.
I did like Suzuki.
We got a hookup over there?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in studio.
The guy's given us stuff before.
For free
we
gear?
We got a guy.
Can we get free gear?
I mean, I'm not going to give you a jersey,
what
but
did
I'll
you
give you a hat or something.
From, donk?
I'll give you a hat.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
you're usually the king of remembering every hookup.
Jason's doing this weird bit where he's asking everybody to sign a Trey Turner jersey.
By the way, he
ruined the jersey.
I never.
He claims it's for an 8-year-old. Meanwhile, he's told us that his daughters are obsessed with Trey Turner. So yeah. I'm not.
They love
sure.
Trey Bay.
No.
I never want to get grilled ever again for me having Caron Butler sign one trading card when we were
right,
in Wizards training.
Since
camp.
I'm such a nice guy, I want to make sure everyone knows this.
Yes, please.
This is for the kid who's the son of the guy who's a big Junks listener who died on his way to work one day.
Right.
And the wife called us.
Very nice you're doing that.
Right. I'm doing this.
Yeah, I would never do that.
I actually drove to meet her.
Oh, my God.
I drove an hour to meet her to pick up the jersey.
The grieving wife?
Yeah.
Right.
Danielle, great girl. And then she gave me this jersey because her son Alex, who's I think, 8 years old, is a huge Trey Bray fan.
Right.
And I told her I'd get it signed.
Hey, what, do you have ink all over it or something?
No, this is an ink spot.
A little bit of an ink spot.
He left the Sharpie on the jersey.
Oh, my God. You ruined it.
Whatever.
You ruined it. Such, you need a Tide pen.
I'm sure the 8-year-old is going to care.
He's like a little Tide pen.
You need to bleach it.
I mean, we got Max Scherzer signed it. We got Zimmerman, Kurt Suzuki signed it. Hopefully, Trey signs it tomorrow.
It's very good.
So well, Trey's got to sign it. It's his jersey.
Everyone else did.
Right.
Right. Well.
But anyway, if
don't worry. I'm only a nice guy. I only drove an hour to pick up the jersey.
You are a nice
guy.
I'm
getting it signed. These other three donkeys would never do it.
I promise you I would never
Bickle
do it.
Bickle would never drive an hour to meet some listener to pick up a jersey.
No. That's, I wouldn't drive over there to meet pick up free Gatorades either, like you do.
I know. If anybody has free Gatorades, I'm willing to pick it up.
Or sell video games out of
my
trunk.
I wouldn't sell video games out of my trunk.
That's
or my
true.
Golf clubs.
That
or
happened.
Whatever else he's done.
Forward thinker.
Right.
He sold video games that he received
hey,
for
you're
free.
You're an entrepreneur. That's all.
Although if a listener wants to meet us at the Woods at 12:15 to pay for our meal, that's perfectly acceptable.
Hey, Entercom's already paying for your meal.
Oh, that's
meal.
True.
What are you worried about?
It's noon. I did not modify. I left it at noon.
All right, so we got to leave at 11:15.
We ate breakfast at like 5 o'clock.
Cakes, so. What is Max Scherzer making this year?
I'm sorry. Once you got into his pockets, I felt like I had to pull up his deal
what's
on SpotTrack.com.
This year?
Well, his salary in 2020
I don't know what it
is.
20 million? I don't even know.
35 million.
Oh, yeah, my
I knew
God.
It was over 30.
Here's why he's happy to invest in other companies because he's getting deferred money starting in 2022.
Oh, I forgot to ask him about
through
that.
Through 2028. $15 million a year.
I wanted to ask him about that.
What, that's
about
just the deferred money.
Right. $15 million a year from when to when?
2022 to 2028.
Yes.
6 years. That's $90
million
right
and
there.
That's yeah. just that's like throwaway money
you might
to
be,
him.
You might be retired for half of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
Well, hold on. If he signs another contract, which he will.
Yeah, he will.
All right. In 2022. Yeah. Now, it won't be probably won't be $35 million a year, but. So you tack that on top of whatever he's going to make, it's probably going to be close to $35 million.
It's absurd.
Or his career earnings? Has he hit $300 million?
I can look it up. I'll tell you right now, Ricky.
No,
career cash earnings. It's going to be close.
About 190. It's going to be my guess.
Oh, no, I think it's more high. Than that.
Dude, he's really? Got 210 already on the 7-year deal.
That's true.
210.
Okay, but he hasn't played those, final years.
Well,
of the
he only has 2 more years on that contract.
Right.
This computer butt's low. Yeah. We're outside. We
safe
have to, deal
to
with
say
it.
He's made roughly $200 to $300 million.
Yes,
yes.
Simply by
that
playing
is correct.
Baseball.
It's a great living.
Because
and he's
God just came down and touched him and said, "I'm going to give you a flamethrower attached to your body."
It's not just that, but
and he works
he
hard.
Works.
Yeah, of course,
he's
a grinder.
Of course, but you have to have the prerequisite
yeah.
genetics,
right,
to be able to pull that off.
No yeah. question about it. Yeah. And I wanted to mention so earlier in the show we spent a little time talking about the latest rumors about Tua, how Ron Rivera and the Redskins have maybe made it known, maybe it's smoke, maybe it's real, that they might draft Tua. How do you think that affects Haskins? Haskins tweeted, pissed off for greatness. Do you think if they're simply doing this in terms of maybe generating interest in somebody yeah. who trade up, if they yeah. have all the intention in the world of drafting Chase Young,
yeah.
are they doing him a service or a disservice by doing this?
Well, they don't care.
They just want the best player.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care about
don't
his
care.
Feelings.
No.
They don't care about that. They're going to do whatever they think is in the best interest of the football team.
You don't think
team.
It can be a setback. I don't either. But, I mean, some people would say, like, when you have your quarterback now pissed off for greatness and all these
things.
I don't
even know what that means. Like, I'm going to use this slight to motivate me. He should be motivated anyway. He should be motivated anyway.
I agree.
Anyway. Yeah.
And you be a big boy.
Yeah.
They got the number 2 pick in the draft.
I got news for you.
To other people.
They're going to be looking at quarterbacks every year. Every year they're going to look at quarterbacks. They look at every position. Can we upgrade here? Can we upgrade here? So that's, welcome to professional football. He's going to have to get used to it.
The question is, how serious are they about Tua? Is it smoke and mirrors? Or when Ron Rivera was hired by Dan,
yeah.
he went in and said, all right, I know you got Dwayne here, but I was really high on Tua, and I want – if we're at number 2 –
I don't
two,
believe that.
And if we're at number 2, I'd like the chance to take
him. I think they're trying to drive
him.
Up the yeah. price.
That
the
could be it,
pick.
Too.
I think the last thing they do is tell everyone what they're going to do.
Oh,
like, nobody
not.
Tells everyone what they're going to do before the draft, right?
I understand, but this is a source. It's not like this was made public.
Yeah, but the
this
source
is a source was telling another person
yeah, but
who
already,
made it public.
Some of the details are already false, proven false.
Yeah, I tend to believe some of it. Maybe not 100% of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they interviewed him.
Well, yeah, that's
due diligence. They talked to him.
That's due diligence, and that's also, you want to drive up the price if you can. You know what I mean? Make it seem like it.
I wouldn't be stunned. I really wouldn't if they drafted Tua.
If he goes out there on April 9th, he's cleared on March 9th, okay, right. So in another week. He gets to work out on April 9th. Mm-hmm. It was pro day. If he goes out there and looks silly,
right,
and Rivera goes, oh, my God, he's the Tua of his junior year, then we might have to go out and get
might
him.
Might have to reconsider.
I don't think he's going to be that kind of guy that's going to blow you away in a workout. First of all, everybody looks good in those workouts generally, and he's not like an arm strength guy. I don't know.
He throws a good deep ball. You saw it.
He's very accurate.
He's very accurate. But
he's extremely accurate.
I said this before. Like, I don't know how they grade it. But we don't know what Carolina's grade was on Haskins last year, right? So let's say, hypothetically, that their grade wasn't great. And their grade on Tua was off the charts, which it probably should be. Well, then they probably should draft Tua. Like,
depends on what the difference is.
I would say it's, you know, my own personal vibe is 25% chance they draft Tua, which is probably higher than all of you. I would not be stunned at all.
Well, the calculation they have to make is, can we win with Dwayne Haskins? Can we win? Can we go far? Can we be a playoff team year after year with this kid at quarterback? They have to make that evaluation. If they can, then I don't care if Tua is 20% better or whatever. I don't think it's worth it. But if they think, you know what, we just are not sold – and we're not sure we can win with this kid, then I think it's the Tua thing is very much
well,
in
what
play.
If you can get –
but see, I know personally –
What if you can get a decent haul back for Dwayne? What if you can get a second and a
if
fifth?
If you're in love with Tua, you have
well,
to
consider
it.
Well, they've already lost.
I mean, Josh Rosen, they got a second for Josh Rosen.
I know. But,
and he's poo.
But that's a net loss. If they trade the 15th pick for a second rounder – man, if you're already
that part's a net,
bleeding.
But that's a sunken cost.
That part's a net loss, but it might be a net win, Tua over Dwayne.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Now, I agree with you. I would put money on it right now that they're going to take Chase Young at 2. But I'm just saying it's interesting that
I would,
it's out
too,
there.
Especially since Snyder was meeting with him.
With Chase?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. Who's making this pick? I mean, is Rivera
supposed
making
to be
this
different?
Pick?
But
is Rivera making this pick, or is it like last year where Dwayne or
Dan?
Dan's making it?
Nah, I think it's Rivera.
You just can't.
Rivera's
let,
running the
you
show.
You can't let Snyder make the pick. Nothing is changed. They're spinning their wheels.
He owns the team. He can do whatever he wants.
Yes, but he can't make the picks. You want him? You want him making the
there's
picks?
No way.
Of course not.
There's
he did
no,
it last year.
There's no way Ron Rivera signed on the dotted line and said, okay, you can make the picks.
Right.
There's just
that's,
no way.
That's insanity.
But you know what? Shanny didn't agree with that either, and Dan ran over Shanny. He ran over Shanny, did what he wanted.
Yeah, I get
if
it.
If I were Rivera.
But I think Dan has changed a little bit.
I have a clause in my contract that says.
Because Bruce is gone.
It says if Dan Snyder makes one pick, I get paid all my money, and I get to walk out the door.
Yeah.
This is a different animal. This is a more desperate team than they were when they hired Shanny. They've got to let the football people make all of those selections.
Yeah.
They can't. He cannot have any part of draft day.
I agree with
besides
you.
Besides giving the player a hug.
Everyone agrees with you, except I think, as JP mentioned, that's a bad omen that he's in there meeting with draft picks. The fact that he's sitting in there yucking it up with
well, I don't know if he was in
Chase Young.
I don't know if he was in the meeting. I'm trying to pull up the story from NBC Sports Washington. I just know that Chase Young said that he talked to Snyder.
Why can't Dan Snyder just do what he does best? Go fly over to Europe and look like a dork on your $200 million yacht.
Right.
Can you just do that and stay out of everybody's way?
He can't.
Please do that.
No, I can't.
Just go walk around in your yacht. You can even call back Bruce Allen and hang out with him, even though he doesn't work with you anymore.
It's a big factor.
But
who's making this call?
Let's just assume that they do take take Young. You don't think there's some sort of negative effect to Dwayne Haskins here?
Like he's been harmed by the speculation?
And that they're kind of like if they're just window shopping.
The proof is in the pudding.
Hurt feelings,
but going,
not
but going
help.
Back
no,
to
he's
what you
said. Get over that.
You know
what?
I agree, he's got to get
going
over that.
Going back to what you said.
But they've
everybody
other
competes.
Players
you compete
in the
every single year for your job.
Yeah.
Get over it. If you have hurt feelings, too bad.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Go out and win the job.
Yeah.
I don't care about your stupid feelings.
Yeah.
This is the NFL. It's not the National Feelings League. Stop it already. Stop getting worried
league.
About people's feelings.
Yeah.
By the way, we haven't talked about the Caps.
Nice win last night.
That was
night.
A big win. Ovi had two, correct?
Ovi had two.
4-3, right?
Willie had one.
And I didn't realize this until I was watching, since I was in the hotel all day by myself.
Right.
I didn't realize that the Flyers have surpassed the Pens in the division. They're on fire.
The Pens are cratering, which I love.
Pens
I love
are poo
see
right
it
now, but the Flyers have won six straight, I believe,
yep,
or six out of seven. They beat the Rangers yesterday. And now they are, I believe, 3 points back of the Caps.
Oh, and who do the Caps face?
Wednesday they are
the Flyers
home against Philly, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big win for them.
Can we make a side bet?
On?
Jason was in the hotel room for how many hours yesterday?
No, I was.
All right, I got at least one.
I'm going to bet he didn't whistle.
No, there was no whistle.
Hey, you know what?
What?
If you want to come to my room, well, it's kind of weird. My room has two sinks. You can double dip.
Yeah, does yours have two
sinks?
Yeah.
I think I have two as well.
If he's got a suite,
I've got a corner
two
suite,
I've got
right?
Sinks.
Yeah. I have two sinks.
I don't have a corner suite, but I have two sinks.
Hmm.
The corner suite is nice.
So you don't have a couch? You have zippy couch?
Zippy couch.
I have a couch. I have two TVs.
I feel like I have so many couches.
I have a chaise lounge.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
It's not a chaise lounge. Chaise lounge.
Chaise lounge. Sorry.
It's a Chase Young lounge in your room.
Is it pronounced Chase?
I know. Okay,
no
you
chance
are correct.
It's a chaise.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
I don't know why people call it.
You know what it is? It's lounge. A mini sofa is what it is.
I got a chair in the corner.
I have silly granite. Do you have your granite in yours?
I don't know. I didn't check.
I do have a Nubs college fridge, though. I mean, it's
well, what do you want? A big one?
it's about as big as my laptop.
We did get a six pack last
night. I did. It barely.
You want
fits
a Sub Zero in there, Cakes?
See, I don't know if I can drink all of those beers before I leave.
It's I can't believe
it's difficult.
He drank his Bud Light, which was the free one at the atrium, yes, in about 1 minute.
But again, it's a Bud Light.
Then he
Light
got a wine.
I know it's nothing.
You know how easy it is to drink a Bud
Hold
Light?
On. You should. At night, Cakes had a Bud Light.
A wine.
Yeah.
What do you have at
then we crossed the street. He had another beer.
Another beer.
Then we walked back across the street.
And then I had a nightcap.
And then he had to stop and get a six-pack.
Yes. And I considered having a second one before I went to bed, but I said, control yourself.
At some point.
A little bit.
I mean, there's so much. Aren't you, like, burping? And then the
I'm
wake
fine.
Up? Do you have to wake,
fine.
Do you have to wake up in the middle of the night and go pee?
Look at this temple. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. You're laying in all your alcohol.
So much
he
of
loves
that.
It. He's used to it.
Yeah.
It's called normal. This is the normal.
By the way, UTiki doesn't open until 4:30.
We're not.
You'll
going
be the first. Well, nobody I'm wanted to go. Nobody wanted to go before that.
I'm just letting you know. It doesn't open until 4:30.
No, I'm good with
it. I was hoping to be there right at 4:30.
We're having lunch an hour away at noon. We'll barely be back by 4:30.
I know.
He's drinking a liquid diet like me at dinner. He's not.
But
I don't want.
I don't want to get back to the hotel at 10 or 11.
No,
I want to be
does
back by like 7.
7.
Yeah.
You might have to Uber home.
Oh.
All right, we are broadcasting live from National Spring
We only
training,
get up at 4.
Presented by Van Meter Homes. Join the family and go to vanmeterhomes.com today and let their family build a home for yours. Welcome back. Juckie's coming to you live from National Spring Training. Coming up in the next hour, our pal Mike Rizzo, the Nationals GM, will join us.
I said hello to him in the hallway on the way, shockingly enough, to the bathroom. Yes,
right.
Because I have a squirrel bladder, and I had to relieve myself.
Well, because you're constantly drinking.
I have to stay hydrated, because I'm going to dehydrate myself later with alcohol. Duh!
Aren't you constantly dehydrated, though, because of all the caffeine dehydrates
sure,
you?
Sure, all of
the
that.
The beer dehydrates
It's a vicious
you.
Cycle, EB. You know this.
And you're heading to the dog track later, or you're going
no,
to
no.
a different casino?
I'm driving to, I believe it's Pompano Beach, Florida, about 40 minutes south
oh,
of
you're gonna go hit the
West
beach.
Palm. No! I'm going to go to a dark card room with a bunch of old nits. I'm going to try to take money from them.
Oh,
how much did you bring?
About $1,200.
Damn.
I mean, you never know. You got to be prepared for these things, Jason.
He's feeling frisky ever since he took down 14 Gs.
I need. I always
at
go.
MGM.
No, you got to have a few buy-ins.
I always go in with a few bullets because there's nothing worse than the walk of shame after you get felted and then you have to go to the ATM
you can't reload.
In the casino.
Yeah,
I would never do that. Never.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. If you just sit
down
there.
Because then I miss flops. I miss hands.
Well, it's also embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And a miss hands.
But you're actually going to eat beforhand? Because there are many times when you'd leave our studio.
He doesn't care about eating.
Goes to MGM and he skips a meal.
Correct.
Even though they have fantastic places
to eat. You
didn't
skip that
right
many
there.
Meals lately.
I don't skip that many. You're correct.
You
no, it's fine. I need my entire,
play more poker
I need my entire life to be like a poker game. Because then I really wouldn't care about eating.
Yeah.
Joni.
Well, no, because we eat when we're bored.
Right.
And he's playing poker. He's not thinking about eating.
Correct.
I know. I get it.
I'm thinking
Plus,
about.
You have an OCD thing about missing hands and missing a high hand jackpot or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of the above.
As obsessed I am with viruses,
yeah.
Cakes is obsessed with potentially missing out on a high hand jackpot or a bad beat.
I mean, I would never kill myself. Okay, because I'm a wimp and I'm a scaredy cat.
Yeah.
But if I missed out on a bad beat jackpot because I was in the bathroom or, God forbid, just got up from the table for half an hour, I would consider killing myself.
Oh,
now, I know it's not a joking matter.
That's
I understand.
So harsh.
Mental health is a serious thing.
Yeah, right.
But it would run through my brain.
That's how impactful it would be for you.
It would devastate me.
Right.
It would
miss out on free money.
It would just crush me.
Yeah.
Crushing.
All right, so we got a couple calls. We got someone who wants to talk about the Utiki Bar. All right.
A lot of love for Utiki.
And maybe there's some Tua calls. I have no idea.
All right, let's go to Anna in Annapolis, our nanny, Anna, right? I think that's who it is. Wasn't she the PGA Tour nanny?
What's up?
Hello. And that's why I was calling. So that's where I've been to Utiki before when I go to West Palm and see the Sindelars, the family I nanny for. We go to Utiki, and it's awesome. You guys are going to love it. I'm so glad that you're going.
Why? What's so good about it?
They make a very good Grey Goose John Daly. That's the money drink. And then the location is just awesome. You can see the boats coming in. It's kind of like, you know, like Custer's in Annapolis where you can kind of chill outside and you can kind of see the boats go by. That's like the feel. Really good appetizers.
Cool.
Lurch Papa's going to love it.
Yes, of course I am.
Hey, but
cocktail.
I'm ordering a Corona. That's my bit.
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh.
I'm just ordering Coronas.
Yeah. So, Bish, did you see Tommy Fleetwood lose the tournament in the water yesterday at 18, or were you fine?
No. Well, no, I had Tommy Fleetwood in one of my pools, and I was just expecting it.
You knew but doing the blue.
Hit the ball in the trap on 16, then hit the lip and bogeyed that. I knew after he bogeyed, I think it was 16, I knew he was cooked. So I was expecting that.
17, but 17, he pulled it back, and I thought sure he was at least going to give him a run for it, and he couldn't do it.
I'll tell you what, that course is a bitch. I've never played it, but just watching it, there's water everywhere, there's traps everywhere. I mean, I can understand why these guys were struggling coming in. Bear trap is no joke. No joke.
Well, the fact that the winner came in at 6 under after 4 days is, I mean, incredible.
I
you just don't see scores that low, that high, I guess.
You're right.
It was a great afternoon of golf.
It was fun.
Great afternoon
of golf. I had all day. I was watching every shot.
Anna, have you been to the woods then?
I have been to the woods, yeah. We love West Palm. I think that's where we're going to end up. We're going to move our garbage operation down there for the winters. In a couple
so
years.
So is Drab.
We love
what is your garbage operation?
My husband is in the garbage business, and so we run that here. And
so rich.
We can do that.
I got a buddy who owns a company. I got a buddy who he owns a garbage company, and he is filthy.
So what does that mean?
You just
get rid of people's garbage? Like, I don't get it. Like,
what
is it? What is a garbage business?
Big trucks that come and pick up your garbage?
Yeah.
Those are owned by people, those companies.
Well, we work with them. So what he does is he has a compactor business. So it's like all the big machines at like Whole Foods or the mall or like the airport. We've got the compactor at the airport. So all the compactors that squish the garbage. All those machines need to be fixed. Somebody's got to sell them. Somebody's got to service them, and that's what he does.
It's a good business. I see.
Trashy. All right.
My buddy Hugo. I got a buddy Hugo. He owns KMG. Yes. Waste management.
Yeah. You have a rich friend.
It's
you have a rich friend.
Do you know Hugo?
I know of Hugo. Yeah, we go to the Waste Expo in Vegas every year. It's literally a garbage.
There's a waste party.
There's so much money in it. It's crazy.
Yeah. So much. Yeah, it's
His
good.
Pool's
it's
bigger
good.
Than Tiger Woods.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Anna.
For our new house, and it's the same thing. It's going to be silly. Garbage is good.
I know it is.
Garbage is good. All right, thank you, Anna. Appreciate it.
Well, there's never a shortage of it, that's for sure.
Everybody's promoting Utiki, so that'll be our spot.
That's where we're going to go.
Yep. Anna approves. All right, do we still have Albert on that wants to talk about Tua? Albert, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did he hang up?
Hey, no,
what's up, Albert?
Up
what's up, buddy?
Yeah, first and foremost, let me say this. I heard the guys up there saying that that Haskins need to get out his feelings and it's a big boy league and all yes. of that is true. All of that is yeah. true. But at the same token, you want your players to feel wanted. You want your players to feel like, hey, this is my home. These yeah. people support me.
Of course.
And when you beat right. around the tour bush, that's not helping. Let me say this to you guys. One thing a lot of people yeah. forget about Joe Gibbs is that Joe Gibbs was the type of coach that never kept players around that did not want to be there. You remember the Champ yeah. Bailey, Clint Porter's trade? Champ didn't want to be right. there no more. That's what that trade was all about. That's why he sent them out of there. He didn't send them out there with anger. He sent them out there because he didn't want to be there no more. So the point that I'm making is that, no, I don't think we should be beating around the tour bush. I'm hoping that we not. I think the last four or five games during the season, I thought he showed tremendous progress. And I think we need to move forward with either Chase Young or either Jeffrey Okuda. Me personally, I think it should be Jeff Okuda because we don't have anybody in the secondary except for Landon Collins. Can't nobody back there cover. Quentin Dunbar saying he won out. So how many more years are we going to keep drafting first-round picks that's defensive linemen? At some point, we got to, like, address the secondary. Me personally,
There is free agency. They're talking to
–
they might be talking to Bradbury from Carolina.
How has our luck been in free agency? We're not very good at free agency.
Well, it's got to turn around.
Different regime. Got to give
people
a chance.
Different people making decisions.
Thank you, Albert. Appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy. As far as the Tua thing, again, I'm with JP. I don't have any problem with them sniffing around, trying to raise the specter of them potentially picking them. You know, it's just kind of their due diligence, try to see what they can get for the pick. And then ultimately, I don't think they're going to go in that direction. But if they do, they do.
I doubt they do. But if they love him and they don't love Haskins – make the move.
Yeah.
It's your first year as a head coach. You're here for 5 years. Don't you want to be a head coach who has the quarterback that you want?
Right. Well, I think we know this. If Dwayne's tweet is indicative of anything, they haven't actually told him, hey, don't worry, we're just going to run the smoke screen about Tua, but don't worry, you're still our guy. They definitely haven't done that.
They want him to be nervous. Yeah. They want him to be on edge.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job of it.
Right. They want the kid to work. Right. They want the kid to work. There's no doubt. That's been a theme with Haskins since he's been here.
Yep. All right, so Mike Rizzo, the Nationals GM's confirmed for 9:25. So we will talk to the Nationals GM coming up at 9:25 as we continue to broadcast live from National Spring Training on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.